In the afternoon, Sadako noticed a fuzzy little spider on the floor by her bed. A spider was a good luck sign. The next moment, Shizuku peeked in the doorway. I figured out a way for you to get well. Watch. She cut a piece of gold paper into a large square and began folding it. And again, and again, over and over. Until she held in the palm of her hand a perfect paper crane. It's beautiful. How can this make me well? Remember the old story about the crane? It lives for 1,000 years. If a sick person folds 1,000 paper cranes, the gods will grant her wish to be well again. Here is your first one. Shizuku-chan, I will never part with it. When Sadako began working with the paper, she discovered that folding a crane wasn't as easy as it looked. But that afternoon, she completed 10. Some were a little lopsided, but it was a beginning. In the evening, Masahiro brought Sadako's homework from school. When he saw all the cranes crowded on the bedside table, he began hanging them on threads from the ceiling. Masahiro, do you promise to hang every crane I make?
Sure.
All 1,000? 1,000? You're joking. And she told him the story of the cranes. That night, he hung the growing flock, all except the golden one, which stood alone in its place of honor, a silent guardian. Soon everyone was bringing paper for Sadako's good luck cranes. 16, 17, I wish I could better. 18, I know I'll get better. With practice, her fingers became sure and worked swiftly. Now the birds were perfectly folded. The flock grew to over 100. Shizuku offered to help fold, but of this Sadako was sure. For the magic to work, she would have to make all 1,000 by herself. That night, before she went to sleep, she folded one more crane for her flock. I will get better, and someday I will race like the wind.